We have four stories to end this edition of Chatterbox. The Lord Mayor's celebration has been cancelled for the second year running due to coronavirus. Door-to-door sales have started again after the government announced the roadmap out of lockdown, but people have been warned to watch out for a con woman who has been knocking on doors in Norwich, claiming to be from Amazon. We'll finish with a report on Norwich City's latest success. At half-time in their match against Sheffield Wednesday on Sunday, it looked as if their run of seven victories was coming to an end. But the second half changed that, and Norwich remained 10 points clear of their competitors in the middle of March. They're a step closer to returning to the Premier League.
The Lord Mayor's celebration weekend in Norwich is one of the biggest events in the city's calendar, but it's now been cancelled for a second year due to coronavirus. The popular event takes place across 3 days every July, bringing a range of free activities and performances into the city centre. Last summer it was cancelled for the first time on record due to the pandemic, and the uncertainty about the months ahead have led to it being called off again. Organisers, Norwich City Council, made the decision as, despite the planned government roadmap out of lockdown, indicating the country may be free from restrictions from June, the event relies on a huge amount of planning. It's also made possible by partnership work and community participation several months in advance, which has not been possible during the latest lockdown. As the event is free and city-wide, it would make it impossible to put any kind of limit on the number of people attending, something which also factored strongly in the decision to cancel the event this year. Councillor Alan Waters, leader of Norwich City Council, said, "Although the situation regarding COVID is fortunately much improved, it is still not possible to plan an event relying on such high levels of physical community engagement from the planning stage onwards. The safety of artists, participants, staff and attendees is always central to the preparation and delivery of our events, and we sadly could not guarantee this at the present time. Creating cultural opportunities for the city is a key theme of our COVID recovery plan, and so we eagerly look forward to bringing this event back in 2022.
Companies have started door-to-door selling again after the government announced its roadmap out of lockdown. In January, some readers complained about double glazing firm First Home Improvements carrying out door-to-door selling in Norwich during lockdown. The company said it stopped the day its trade body, the Glass and Glazing Federation, GGF, told members to. But the GGF said last week that after discussions with trading standards, companies were legally allowed to start canvassing again. Trading Standards said that although government guidance says doorstep sales should not be taking place, there was no law to stop it happening. However, they said they would still advise companies not to do it. The GGF said it advised all its members to canvass in a cautious way and to avoid areas where surge testing was taking place. It also means that canvassing can take place ahead of May's local elections.
People have been warned to watch out for a con woman who's been knocking on doors claiming to be from Amazon. Officers at Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards Department have had reports of the woman who was wearing a high-visibility vest in Sprowston, Aylsham and South Norfolk. The woman claims to be from Amazon and states she was doing research, but Trading Standards officers believe her claims are false and she's not connected with Amazon. A spokesman said, "We're asking residents to report all doorstep cold calling incidents to us, especially if their property is displaying a no cold calling door sticker of any type." They said people should not buy from people offering services or trying to sell something on the doorstep. Cold calling incidents can be reported via the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on free phone 0808 223 1133. That's 0808 223 1133 or to Norfolk Constabulary on 101.
Superb strikes from Timu Pukki and Todd Cantwell saw Norwich City fight back to win 2-1 at Sheffield Wednesday with an excellent second half, re-establishing the championship leaders' 10-point lead. Former Canaries loanee Jordan Rhodes claimed an early lead as the struggling hosts frustrated City and worked hard for their 1-0 lead at the break. However, Norwich were much better after half-time, and both Pukki and Cantwell picked out the top left corner to claim the lead with 13 minutes remaining, equaling a club record. It was an 8th win on the spin, equaling the club record in all competitions previously managed in League One during 2009-2010 and during the Championship title triumph of 2018-2019. The club's second-tier champions of 1985-1986 managed 10 successive league wins, though, so that's the next target. Yet with 79 points racked up with 10 games to play, the more important record in sight is the 94 points managed by the City title winners of 2004 and 2019. Break that, and they'll not only be promoted soon, but the championship trophy would be certain to follow. The Canaries named an unchanged 11, but the hosts made 4 changes from their 3-0 defeat at Reading the previous weekend, with Darren Moore switching to a 4-5-1 shape against the leaders. After 6 consecutive defeats, the changes brought the response the Owls boss needed, with Ben Gibson booked after hauling down Josh Windass on the edge of the box in the 6th minute. Barry Bannon's free kick was blocked by the City wall, but Joey Pelopessi followed up with a low shot, which took a double deflection to fall kindly in the path of Rhodes, who side-footed past an exposed Tim Krul from close range. The striker's celebration was reasonably tame, checking there was no offside flag before smiling as he was mobbed by his teammates. It was just a 4th goal of the season for the striker, and only his 7th since returning to Yorkshire in 2019, having scored 9 in 40 games for Norwich during a title-winning season. Lucas Rupp was denied by a good Kieran Westwood save in the 9th minute, springing to his left to turn the ball behind. Krul was twice tested by low Wednesday shots from the edge of the box after slack defending from Dimitris Giannoulis, with Oliver Skip unable to prevent the efforts from Adam Reach and Kadeem Harris. There were no further big chances before the break, as City continued to struggle for their usual attacking spark against spirited opposition, although Kenny McLean was also booked for tripping a charging Rhodes after Cantwell had lost possession. The visitors looked far brighter during the early stages of the second half, but all they really had to show for it was a Cantwell shot being blocked and McLean curling a free kick over tamely after Pukki had been caught late by Sam Hutchinson. Cantwell drove a shot over as he rushed onto a Rupp pass on the edge of the box in the 52nd minute after some nice passing. City were sharper in mind and deed, though, and worked their way to a superb equaliser in the 61st minute, with Pukki smashing home his 21st goal of the campaign. Buendia and Max Ahrens linked well on the right, and Skip surged into the box before teeing up his striker, who had time to take a touch and pick his spot. Kieran Dowell had been waiting to come on and was still introduced in place of Rupp in the aftermath of the goal. Pukki and Dowell both fired wide as nerves kicked in for Wednesday and the confidence returned for the leaders. Some fine play from Dowell, surging infield from the right, was wasted as he hesitated, with Cantwell unmarked in the box, but the former Everton midfielder was brought down by Barry Bannon on the edge of the box, only to fire the free kick into the wall himself and lash the loose ball well wide. The game was turned in the 77th minute, though, Buendia timing a tackle perfectly to win back possession and slip Cantwell into the right channel, with the Dirham Deco's control buying him the space to curl left-footed into the top left corner superbly, with his fifth goal of the season claiming a 2-1 lead. Dowell had a bouncing shot turned wide by Westwood for City, and Pelupessi also squeezed a late shot in for Wednesday, but it was held by Krul as the visitors rolled through their substitutions.